My name is Trish Kelleher. I am the Executive Director of the Delaware Housing Coalition.
Tell me a little bit about the Housing Coalition. What is your mission and what do you do?
The Delaware Housing Coalition has been serving the state since 1983. We are an affordable housing advocacy agency with a focus on ensuring that there is housing for low and moderate income households and also extremely low income households throughout the state, whether home ownership or rental. Our mission is to promote the empowerment and transformation of communities by ensuring equitable and sustainable housing for all Delawareans.
How long have you been putting out this annual report on housing affordability in Delaware?
We've been putting this out for more than 20 years. And so we are a member of the National Low Income Housing Coalition. They provide rental data every year, which they refer to as the out-of-reach data. And so they send that data to us. It is tabulated by county, and it ranks affordability for rental throughout the state and calculates what the housing wage is.
Tell me about the gap in affordability you're seeing in the first state.
And the average housing wage in Delaware is $21.70. So that's the amount that you need to be earning to rent a two-bedroom apartment at the at market rates. And they use two-bedroom as the marker because it's the most reliable data that's available is for two-bedroom units. So if you are a low-wage earner or if you are making minimum wage and you do not have a housing choice voucher, which used to be known as a Section 8 voucher, or you do not live in a subsidized unit, then you're going to be paying perhaps 50% or more of your household income to pay for rent, which is a very serious concern because it means households then do not have enough money to purchase the food that they need, nutritious food for their families, to pay for medical and dental.
Over the years, what have been some of the housing trends that you've noticed?
Well, one of the trends I've noticed, I've been with the Housing Coalition now as executive director for 2 years, is that the gap between what's affordable and what's available is widening, but in an extreme fashion in Sussex County. For instance, the gap between what if we refer to home ownership, between what a low-income family can afford if they were to purchase a home and what's available. The average purchase price in Sussex County is now about $316,000. There's an affordability gap of $212,000. And that's particularly concerning because home ownership often can stabilize a low-income family. If they can save the money for a deposit, get their credit on par, they may be able to pay less for as a homeowner than they were paying on the rental market. And the rental market in Delaware is very tight. There's a big upsurge in demand. And so rents are increasing. And what was a way of stabilizing families in the past, and also which was a route towards asset accumulation, is it's not an option anymore for some families. So that's another concern.